Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. You can also find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our shows coming up in Portland, Oregon, and Nashville, Tennessee. You can also check out our little side project. It's called How to Do Everything this week. How to treat a jellyfish sting without embarrassing yourself. That's at howtodoeverything.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Corey from Wixom, Michigan.
Wixom?
Yes.
Wixom, Michigan? Where is Wixom?
It's about 30 miles west of Detroit.
Okay. Wixom sounds like an adjective used to describe a woman you're fond of. Oh, she's so Wixom. She's a Wixom lass. What do you do there?
I actually work for a large pizza chain in quality assurance.
You wait a minute. You work
quality assurance.
Quality assurance, like Domino's, like that. One of those big companies.
Oh, that's one of them.
One of them, but different. Well, you work for a different one, but so you're the person in charge of making sure the pizza's good.
Yes.
Okay. How do you do that?
We actually have a chemistry lab.
Oh, that's comforting.
Wow.
Corey, welcome to the show. Carl Castle right now is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Complete two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
We firemen help those old and frail, and for pets, many ladders we scale. We'll climb your house walls for beasts great and small. Yes, even a wee slimy
snail.
Yes, indeed. Emergency fire services in Britain are being criticized for spending millions of taxpayer money on non-emergency services. For example, sending a Welsh fire department to rescue a small snail stuck to a wall.
No.
In the firefighters' defense, the snail was pretty high up, and it looked scared. Certainly the elderly woman who called them in was concerned about it.
Okay, well, what did they do with the snail after they got it?
They ate it.
Well, I don't know. Presumably they placed it gently on the ground. Maybe they brought it to the little snail hospital in a snail ambulance. All right, here is your next limerick.
When I'm online, it won't do to yell. I'm a teen who lives in his own shell. But don't take it away. Anything I will pay. I'll trade Wi-Fi for my sense of...
smell?
Smell, yes, very good. A group of researchers have found that 53% of young people aged 16 to 30 would rather give up their sense of smell than their smartphones or Twitter accounts.
Wow.
To quote one of the researchers, young people utilize technology as a kind of super sense, which connects them to infinite knowledge, friends, and entertainment opportunities, unquote. Okay, maybe it's that. Maybe it's that kids' noses have already all been destroyed by ODing on Axe body spray.
Oh my God, yes.
I know, I was going to say, I have teenagers at home, and I'd trade... two.
Yeah. Oh. Here is your last limerick.
Our gorilla's well-mannered now, ain't he? With a napkin, he dabs his lips quaintly. Peels bananas for me. Lifts his pinky for tea. Yes, his food manners are rather...
dainty?
Yes. According to research from Scotland, gorillas have excellent table manners. Gorillas there were observed carefully stripping and folding leaves before, quote, tidily popping them into their mouths. While none so far have been spotted using knives and forks, one alpha male was seen primly tucking a big napkin into his sweater vest before eating his own poop. And yes, in case you were wondering, this is really NPR. Carl! How did Corey do in our quiz?
Corey had a perfect game, Peter. Three correct answers. Corey, you win our prize.
Well done. All right. Thank you so much, Corey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.